One of GBC's veteran and seasoned news readers, Daniel Ejei, has passed on. The late Daniel Ejei died in Accra last month after a short illness. Daniel Ejei, who presented news both on radio and television, joined the GBC on the 1st of June 1960 and rose through the ranks to become a controller of programs in the radio division. He retired from the corporation on 1st March 2004. Uncle Dan, as he was fondly called, will be remembered for his confident and unique style of presentation.
A program aimed at raising the political consciousness of the people in the Jasakan district for their socio-economic development has been launched at Lipe Agbozome. The district secretary, Mr. Emmanuel Bosson, is undertaking a tour of the area for an interaction with the people. And with that, we end this edition of Ghana Newsreel. This is Daniel Ejei in Accra.
That was the late Daniel Ejei. Some past broadcasters shared their working relationship as well as fondest memories of the late Daniel Ejei. First, Lucy Banini.
I and Daniel Ejei were from other departments. I was from accounts department and Daniel Ejei was from stores. We met at the training school. GBC organized boy training for staff who were interested. So it was advertised on the notice board in GBC and we both applied. I was from accounts, he was from stores. So we met and our first encounter was at the training school. Fortunately for us, we both sailed through and we were employed. And our new department was program operation where we met Richard Cote, Sam Yeboa, John Hammond. That's how I met.
How best would you remember him?
Daniel Ejei was a very good newsreader. In fact, Daniel Ejei was one newsreader who can make his mistake like some of us. On air, he was articulate and he was gentlemanly. He doesn't talk much and he's a very friendly person. In fact, our friendship spanned from the day we met from the training school till we both went on retirement.
Asha Johnson also eulogized him.
Dan was a man of few words, very gentle and affable by all standards. He was always ready to learn from both his superiors and even his juniors. His approach to newscasting as his job was very businesslike, and it did reflect on the job. Dan easily mixed with everybody, both superiors and juniors, and it will be no exaggeration to say that he was liked by all who were privileged to work with him. May the good Lord grant him a peaceful rest in his bosom. Dan, rest in peace. Till we meet again.
Senior news editor Eunice Masudon also shares her memories.
I was in the same team with Daniel, and I realized that he was the quiet type. Anytime he comes to pick his news to read, he doesn't mix with us. He will just come in, greet us. If I'm on duty that day, Daniel will just say, "Madam, I'm in." Then he will sit down quietly when the bulletin is ready and you give to Daniel. Daniel will sit down, take his time, go through it slowly, do all the necessary markings. When he's even leaving to the studio to read the news, Daniel will not even inform you. He will just get up quietly, go to the studio and read his bulletin. But one thing about him is that Daniel is the slow type. He doesn't read fast. So if he is the reader and you are compiling your bulletin, you have to be a bit careful. If you load your bulletin, Daniel will not be able to read all. So you have to reduce your bulletin to a sizable one for him to read all. Daniel was very hardworking. He doesn't joke with his work. Anytime it is time for him to come to work, Daniel will always be in early. And one thing I liked about him at that time was that he will always deliver. No matter what, Daniel will read and read well. He was a good reader. And he will come in time, take the bulletin, go and read for you, and leave. Daniel had a voice. He had a commanding voice. He would take the bulletin. He would deliver. You will love the voice too. You will like it.